Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We often hear about municipal employees, which could be city workers or police officers and so on, who are involved in fights over their jobs. And because they're union jobs, quite often to fire somebody like that, you've got to jump through a bunch of hoops. And they've got to do very, very specific things, but they get hearings and so on. And once in a while, you hear these stories about these protracted battles over somebody's job. And every now and then, you kind of go, what? When you hear what the underlying fight is over. So occasionally, you hear about police officers who did ridiculous things and got to keep their jobs. And then you'll occasionally hear a story like this, where from PE.com, which stands for Press Enterprise, out of Ontario, California. Ontario's three-year quest to fire a woman over alleged theft of $2.99 protein bar fails. So the allegation was they thought that she had stolen a protein bar for $2.99. And because of that allegation, they went to fire her, and they spent 3 years trying to fire her, and they failed. So Brian Rokos wrote the story. John, Jeremy, and Tim all sent it to me. City of Ontario was certain that police records specialist had pilfered a $2.99 protein bar from a convenience store in 2018, so they set out to fire her. So she didn't steal it from work. They're saying she stole it on her own time. But she denied ever taking the bar. A search of her car and her purse turned up the wrapper from something else she had purchased, as well as the receipt showing she'd purchased it. But there was no protein bar and no wrapper. So I guess the implication is maybe she ate the wrapper too. But a grainy video of the alleged theft, which received Zapruder-like scrutiny, was judged inconclusive even by the expert paid by the city to look at it. And an independent arbitrator, after a three-day hearing, found there was no cause to fire her and ordered the city to reinstate her with back pay. For the one or two people in the audience who don't know, Abraham Zapruder is one who shot the famous footage of the Kennedy assassination standing near the grassy knoll. Nevertheless, the city council, after listening to testimony, voted in a closed session in 2020 to uphold the dismissal, but now a judge in San Bernardino County, after weighing the evidence, found that the theft had not been proved and ordered the city council, in a tentative ruling issued December 20th, to abide by the arbitrator's decision. So they went to arbitration and they lost. They fired her anyway. The court says you can't do that. You've got to honor the arbitrator's decision. That's what that process is for. So she's now 30 years old. She said it was three very long, stressful years, but I can't even begin to tell you what it feels like to finally get justice. There are many times I wanted to give up, but it wasn't for my support system, my family, my friends, my union. My gosh, we wouldn't be here without them. She said she was never arrested, never charged with a crime. It's unclear when the city council would act on the judge's order. A city spokesperson said later that he would attempt to provide a comment soon. I will attempt to provide a comment soon. What was done should never have happened, said the spokesperson for the Teamsters local, which represented her and documented her situation in a video. It's truly unbelievable that the city would commit a vast amount of resources to keep this mother and hardworking public employee away from her job. Now, the story is that back in 2018 in June, she visited an AM-PM store, which in Michigan we'd call a party store, but other parts of the country they call them convenience stores, think 7-Elevens, that kind of thing. Perez visited the AM-PM store near the police station in June of 2018. As she shopped, she said in an interview, she picked up the bar, read its nutritional information, and then put it back. The video showed her bringing her hand back near a pocket, the judge wrote, but she then paid for the other item and coffee and left. Now, the manager watched all this happen on the store's surveillance video and believed that the woman had pocketed a protein bar, but she did not confront the woman because she was wearing her civilian police uniform, and instead later drove to the police station and reported the incident. With a supervisor unavailable, She returned to the store and that day discussed what happened with an officer who was shopping. So that officer watched the video and asked the manager to play it several times, including at least once frame by frame. And so that is Zapruder-like precision. There are experts on the Kennedy assassination out there who can tell you what frame certain things happened in. This supervisor left unconvinced that a theft had occurred, the judge wrote, but reported the incident to a detective, and then they all watched the video, and then they all came to the conclusion that she had stolen the bar. At the end of an internal affairs investigation that included the fruitless search, she was told she was being fired. Now, she had a bargained right to a last-ditch hearing before an impartial arbitrator, and in July 2019, the arbitrator apparently watched the video. And this video was played so many times, and it felt that the more they played it, the more they hoped to find something, as if the video is going to change, she said. The problem, of course, now is that this video is not terribly clear. It was live when I watched it. It didn't look like, you know, little pixels and whatever the fuzzy stuff looks like, the police officer testified. So police officer says that he saw it and it was clearer than what was being shown to the arbitrator. So the detective who had been brought back to the scene acknowledged that she never sought the video that supposedly clearly showed a theft, the judge wrote. And the city's video expert said it was inconclusive whether she took the protein bar in the video. Based off the quality of the video, the frame rates, lighting, the pixels, you're unable to tell if it's just a reflection, if there's anything in her hand at all, one of the people testified, according to the ruling. Even so, after the arbitrator ruled and said they got to give her job back, the city council voted 4-1 in October of 2020 to fire her. Council members gave considerable weight to the testimony of the police officers about the clear video that they said they saw that was not entered into evidence, while ignoring the detective's opinion that the woman had not shoplifted. And the judge described that as problematic, that one of the officers said, I don't think she did it. And the question is whether there actually is a clearer video out there. The judge wrote, the weight of the evidence does not support the city's findings. And the question, of course, is once you enter into an arbitration and you get an arbitration award, unless there's actual like findings of fact that the arbitrator makes and you have a record of all the hearings, and if you're allowed to go back and appeal it, many times you can't, unless there's like, you know, fraud or corruption or something. So the judge wrote, the weight of the evidence does not support the city's findings. Meanwhile, the woman continues to insist she did not steal the bar. After graduating from high school and attending Mount San Antonio College, she applied for various jobs at police departments, and Ontario police even visited her home while doing a background check before hiring her. So she says that she knew that the rules were important to follow. So with the way she said the city treated her, will she return to her job? And she says, absolutely. She's got children between the ages of 9 and 2. She says she wants them to be proud that she fought City Hall and won. This really, really taught me a lesson, and it's to stand up for myself. And by going back and working, that would be the purpose to clear my name. So, you know, it's a bizarre case because the accusation is somebody thought she'd stolen a protein bar for $3. Somebody thought that. They didn't see her do it with their own eyes. They watched her do something on a monitor, which they thought was her stealing the bar. So the monitor is all we have. We do not have somebody who had eyes on her when this did or did not happen. This person doesn't confront her in the store, and then she leaves, and then the store person goes to the police station and reports it. Now, the fact that they searched her car and found nothing, most people are going to say, of course not. Of course not. Because she got to the station, got out of her car, and went inside. So very easily, you can imagine that a person could eat the bar and dispose of the wrapper inside the building. So I would have to look at this and go, gee, the person who's running the store, probably is one person, by the way, who's running the store, don't they have an obligation to say something at the moment? And the implication is she didn't because it was a police officer. She thought a police officer was stealing. But then she went to the police station and filed a complaint about it. So that's problem number one. But problem number two is, if the only piece of evidence they have is this videotape, and by the way, the store owner would know that, or the store worker would know that. Person working in the store would know, we've got a bunch of cameras, only one of them caught this, because it sounds like they watched one videotape over and over and over again. They refer to it as a video, and I'm wondering if it is a good modern digital system, or if it is something actually using like videotapes, VHS tapes, or something. And, you know, I've seen surveillance video that looks good, and I've seen surveillance video that looks horrible. Now, if this happened in a well-lit store, they've got no excuses for it to be that bad. But, of course, it all depends on the angles and so on, how somebody's standing. So the real question is, if you have an employee and there's a union contract that says that they must be employed, you know, as long as they don't do the certain things they're not allowed to do, they must, you know, retain their employment and so on, and you want to fire them, you've got to look at the list of things for which they can be fired. But then you've also got to be able to prove that. Now, the interesting thing is here, I suspect that the standard of proof would not be beyond a reasonable doubt because that's not a criminal hearing, even though the allegation is criminal in nature. It's not happening in a courtroom. It's happening in an arbitrator's setting. And so I suspect the arbitrator is going to say it's a preponderance, more likely than not. Now, I could be wrong on that, but my point simply is this, that someone's going to have to prove to some standard that this woman stole the protein bar. How do you prove it? Well, no witnesses saw it live, but one person watched it happen on video, presumably live, and then someone else says, I saw them play back that tape. But when they bring the tape into the hearing, the tape is not something you can see that well. And somebody says, well, I thought I saw a clearer tape. Where's the clearer tape? And, you know, the onus is on the people bringing the charges to bring in evidence to win their case. And the best thing they've got is a grainy videotape that doesn't show anything. Don't tell me that you saw a different tape previously. It's not here. Because whose fault is that? So it's a crazy story. All over a protein bar that costs $2.99. 3 years. She's getting her job back, and I believe she's also getting back pay for that time. So this is one of those things where you look at it and go, really? Like, what was there something else going on here? Something else going on we don't know about? So police records specialist in the city of Ontario. But Ontario's three-year quest to fire a woman over an alleged theft of a $2.99 protein bar fails. It's from PE.com, Press Enterprise. John, Jeremy, Tim, thanks for sending it. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Every day grants us opportunities to do good. Take advantage of them. Do good. Be happy.